Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is very connected to the fourth Sunday of Lent. During these last weeks of Lent, the readings become progressively more dramatic. We heard that drama start to unfold on the fourth Sunday of Lent just a few days ago. On Sunday, we had the dramatic experience in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, of the anointing of David. Of all the sons, David, the ruddy one, was chosen to be king of Israel. We hear Paul to the Ephesians talk about the Ephesians and us being children of the light, called to live as children of the light. And in that dramatic Gospel of John, we heard the story of the man born blind who was cured by Jesus. And at the end was able to say, "I don't know how all of this happened. All I know is that I was blind, but now I see." And in that we hear and experience ourselves called to clear ourselves of our own blind spots. I found the weekend to be very much not just about the stories that we heard, the engagement of the prophets and Jesus with the people of their times, but I heard it to be about us, that as David was anointed, so we are anointed, and needing to ask the question, what are we anointed for? As the Ephesians were challenged to live as children of the light, so we today are the ones who are the children of the light, and what is the light that we are bearing? As the man was cured of his blindness, so we are challenged to take a good look at our blind spots and clear them, but not only to be the recipients of being freed from blindness, but then in turn to be the ones who, like Jesus, bring that healing on and pay it forward for the sake of others who need to be freed from their blindness. In all three readings over the fourth Sunday of Lent, I realized that they were not just about the people who were the subjects of the stories themselves, but they were about us. I get the very same message from today's gospel, a long gospel to be sure, but I get the same message from the gospel of John. Jesus is in trouble in this gospel, and the drama starts to unfold more and more powerfully. And right away at the beginning of the gospel, they cry out about him. He not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. As I interpreted the fourth Sunday of Lent to be more about us and not just about the historic figures that we read about, I believe it to be true today in this Gospel of John. So too today, what was said of Jesus should be able to be said of each and every one of us, all of us, because we are baptized in Jesus. Just as Jesus was accused, so we should be accused. Just like Jesus spoke, are you and I not created in the image and likeness of God? Is that not what Genesis said? Are you and I not walking temples of the Holy Spirit? Is that not what St. Paul said in his first letter to the Corinthians? Are these just scriptural passages that don't connect to real life? Are they just church words? Or are they real? Are they true? We baptize are living not only our own human lives. We baptized are living God's life. As they criticized Jesus, so they could criticize us. We live in days today that demand of us who believe that we live the life of God more intentionally, more genuinely, more emphatically than we ever dared to live before, and that we too risk being accused as Jesus was accused. The world needs the witness of Jesus more today than any time I have known in my lifetime. We are that witness. We are the return of Jesus. As they criticized Jesus for identifying too closely with God as Father, so too let the critics say of us, she not only broke the Sabbath, but she also called God her own Father, Mother, Brother, and Sister, making herself family to God, making herself a very part of God. Yes, 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 we are the family of God. We baptized are part of God. Let the critics have their say, and let us be firm and confident, courageous and unflinching, because as the end of the gospel says, we too can do nothing on our own. We judge as we hear, because we seek not our own wills, but the will of the one who sent us. Let the critics have a field day, because we too refuse to budge on our identity in God. As was Jesus, we too are very much a part of the very nature of God. Let us live it, and let the critics have a field day.